this is the first official chat time episode of Campfire Chats. It's basically just going to be me just talking about a bunch of stuff. It can go from one topic to another topic, like in a conversation, you know? You go from talking about one thing, and then you talk about another thing. As long as it's positive, I will put it on this podcast. I have realized in life that I have become a really negative person and a really opinionated and complaining person. And I really don't want to be that person. So whatever I say in this podcast, if it sounds complaining, I'm sorry. I try not to be that way. I am trying so hard just to be a calm, happy person, at least in my professional part of my life, or my personal career part of my life. Because I'm not a people person too much. I mean, I've grown to be one. I've grown to be more of a people person than I ever was before. I mean, I'm friendly with people, but I'm friendly with the wrong people. Like, I become friends with the wrong type of people, and they bring me down, they disappoint me, they do all this crap to me, and I've put up with it for too long, and now the only friends I really have are, like, my mom's age, or a little bit younger than my mom's age, but still around my mom's age, you know, and that's okay, because the people my own age, like the people in their 20s, most of them are just not worth being friends with. I mean, I don't know if any of you guys have experienced this as well, but most of the people that are in your own age group could care less about you. They don't only care about themselves and their own issues. But it's weird because the people younger than you and the people older than you, mostly the people older than you, you can become friends easily with because they've been where you've been. They know your situation. They know to be more forgiving if you do something wrong because they've been there themselves, you know? Made mistakes themselves, got their heart broken, yada, 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 just went through life, went through that same phase of life. And sometimes in life, you have to learn from your elders in order to actually make better decisions in life, be more smart about the people you associate yourself with, and trust in God, that God will lead you to the right people, to the right friends, to the right boyfriend or girlfriend, so to say. He will lead you to the right romantic partner. He will lead you. He knows your wants. He knows your needs. You just gotta trust in God. Trust in Jesus. I know this phrase has been repeated over and over again, but trust in Jesus. Trust in His timing. He knows when the right time is. Even though you really want that person right now in your life, like me, I want a romantic partner in life. I want someone I can hang out with for the rest of my life. But is that happening right now? No, unfortunately. But once it does, I will be a very happy person because I'll be with someone who has the same interests as me. Well, some of them anyway. Well, something that makes us click together. Because it'll be the right person, you know? It won't be the wrong person. It won't be someone that's not the right fit, you know, not the complete right fit. It will be someone that I can click with and I'll be happy with. And I'll know it when I see it. I'll know it when I get to know that person, so to say. And Jesus's timing on everything is perfect for the most part, but most of us in life want that immediate satisfaction. We want it now. We don't want it in the future. We don't want it when we're done with school or something like that. Like me, I want a boyfriend while I'm doing college work. Like I had, like, in the past. In my past, I went to a school on the online college, and I had a boyfriend, and things were going good. Like, I was in school, I had someone that I can hang out with every weekend, but now I'm in school, but I don't have that social life, so to say. I think a lot of us, when we do, like, online college, or we don't have any friends in life, but we have a job, like some type of job in our professional career or in our education or school career, or even in our personal career, like me doing this podcast, like our hobbies, but we don't have a social life because we don't have anybody to associate ourselves with. We don't have the right friends to associate ourselves with, so to say. We don't have the right people. We don't have the right kind of friends that will bring us up and support us in our careers and support us in our, like, hobbies or vocations. Like, no, you run into the people that are doing nothing for themselves. You can't even learn from them because they're just not even in your wheelhouse, not even in your frame of life or life phase, or most of the people are just bums going around in life, just stealing from everybody and only using only doing things for their gain and not necessarily for your good, you know. They're doing things for their own good and their own gain, their own, to make themselves better, you know? And you can't help but love on them and just hope to get their life in order, but you get to the point in life where you just can't hang out with those type of people. Those bums that just think of themselves. Or just think of the next high. Or the next, like, where are they going to get their next drugs? Or where are they going to get their next fix? Or just the people that just don't want to do anything in life. And they're just lazy. They just are not motivated to do anything. They're not motivated to get a job or get a career going for themselves by going to school or something. Or even if they have a job, they're not motivated to get their license or a car or even and they become cowards when they go to break up with someone because they break up with them over the phone. They don't break up with them in person. That really makes me mad. Because it's like, aren't we at that stage in life where we don't have to be cowards anymore? We can face the person that we're gonna, like, break off a friendship or relationship with? Why does it have to come to someone too afraid to break up with someone in person so they call them instead? That just doesn't make sense. Too afraid to be a man and break up with that person and tell them why right away. Tell them the reason so they don't go through life 2 or 3 years later getting all crazy at them because they think, no, you're not you know, the reason you gave was, like, thinking it was bullshit or bullcrap, you know? You know, a person should, like, feel like they can, like, when someone breaks up with them and they give them the whole truth, that they feel like they can completely move on after that because it's never gonna work again because that person gave them the whole truth, the wholehearted truth, and this person has realized that it's not gonna work out anymore, and they can just move on and not go through with what they had to go through afterward. Like, and find out, like, 2 or 3 years later, after the person breaks up with them, you know? It's maddening. It's really maddening. And then when you try and be friends with this person, it doesn't work out, and the reason is, first of all, you've already done your craziness at this person the year before, and then because of the fact that they told you had to find out by contacting them in order for them to tell you the real reason why they broke up with you. They never told you right up front when you ran into them again at a place you used to love to go to attend church services at, you know? You go back to this place and you just think, oh, I can come back here and he won't be here, and I can go back to my life here at this church alone. But no, you run into your ex, and then you can't go there on Sundays anymore, because he volunteers there, and you just, it's just horrible, you know, how a person can't go to a church they used to love, at least on a certain day, because of someone that they had history with. I mean, it shouldn't be that way. I mean, I shouldn't be this way about this, but it just, I just wish life was more easier, you know? Like everybody thinks life is greener on the other side when they, life is always gonna be better than where they're at. But I believe it. Life can be better for a person when they change where they live, change where they go to church at least on Sundays, and just change everything about their life that they used to have so they can become a better person in the future. So they can move that much closer into their destiny. And I believe it, you know? I believe that life can get better if you change your surroundings. Change the way you do life. Because it may actually change you for the better. Because whatever you were doing before may have been just you just surviving through life and just becoming like a zombie in life. Becoming someone that just basically just goes through life, going through the motions, whatever comes their way, they do. We need to be people that know our goals, know exactly what we need to do in life, and just do whatever is on our heart, not whatever comes our way. And I think that's an important lesson to learn, because if you just go with the flow all the time, like, oh, there's a party here, or oh, come join this college with me. We can hang out together at college, and it'll be so fun. But the major you signed up for wasn't what you were really wanting to get into, because you only did it because your friend was going into it, and you wanted to be with her the entire time at, like, college or something. After high school. And then you just go through the motions, you know, you just go through whatever opportunity comes your way. Oh, let's do this. Because there's a sign that says, like, I don't know, like, there's a sign that says whatever, like, well, garage sales are one thing. Garage sales are fun to go to, but fun to go buy things at, because you find good deals. But, like, the next opportunity, like the next thing that always comes out, like, Snapchat. That crap makes me mad. That just, oh, I gotta snap a picture real quick to send to my buddy. And you snap selfies all the time. I mean, if you're gonna do that, might as well just send them a picture on, like, Instagram. What's the point of Snapchat? Especially when it goes away after a while. It's like, what are you trying to hide? What are you trying to hide, dude? Everything that you post on the internet is like this. Like, this podcast episode is basically out there for the world to see. They can retrieve it. The government or the person who runs the whole internet can retrieve anything that you post. It's really scary. But the Snapchat stuff. Yes, I'm going to rant about this for a little bit. Because I have a couple cousins who use this shit all the time. They use the Snapchat crap all the time. And I just don't like it. I don't like Snapchat. It's just, no, it shouldn't even be existent. Because it's just a way for people to become, like, oh, I'm so popular. I have all these people that have contacted me on this app. Oh, I have to respond to all of them. No, you don't have to. You don't have to be this Mr. Popular or Miss Popular, thinking, ugh, I just don't like it. It's just, no. That's my little rant about that. And I have to be done, because this is getting to be like a 18 minute conversation, and conversations usually don't last that long, so. So, I hope you enjoyed this episode, me just ranting about my experience of life. And how, basically, I was saying, I can't go to a certain church that I used to love on a Sunday anymore, because an ex of mine volunteers there, and he acts like he's so important there, and he only comes when he's serving, and it's, I mean, I could go when he's not serving, but now, but I just don't want to do that, you know? I just don't want to even see him, because as soon as I see him in this situation, I talk to him, and then all of a sudden I want to hang out with him outside of church again, and like we used to do, and I can't do that no more. And it just makes me even more lonely and depressed than I already am. I know there are people there that at this church that really care about me and would love to see me there on a Sunday. But I just can't do it. I can't be at a church where a certain ex of mine goes to. I gotta have my own Sunday church, you know what I mean? Gotta have my own church I can go to on a Sunday that's my own church, not connected with an ex-boyfriend at all. At least for a while, which will probably be forever. But at least I can go on a Wednesday, because they have these classes on Wednesday, so at least I can do that. So yeah, that's basically what I was trying to say. And how it's hard when you break up with someone, when someone breaks up with you, or you break up with them, or I don't know. No, mostly when they break up with you, and you go and think everything's gonna be fine, and you can be friends, and you just can't. It's not against that person at all. It's just the feelings are there, and they won't go away unless you meet someone new. And how can you meet someone new when you're stuck hanging out with, when you hang out with your ex at church all the time? You can't meet someone new then, because your heart will still belong to that person. So, that is the end of this episode, and I will be doing more episodes like this where I just chat about things, just have a conversation. And I hope you enjoyed it, and see you in the next episode where I may do a cover song, may do an interview with someone. I have not figured that one out yet. But mostly it'll be just me chatting about certain topics. This week was a personal one. Next week might not, the next chat time may not be a personal one. I'm not sure yet. But anyway, see you in the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.